Okay, well, Cassie is with us from Michigan Tech University. We're talking about the Mind Trekkers, which we've done this interview before. First of all, good morning to you, Cassie.
Good morning to you as well.
So tell our listeners about this. The easiest question and the most direct is, what are the Mind Trekkers and what does the program do?
Yeah, so Mind Trekkers is one of our flagship outreach programs. So we really focus on bringing the magic of STEM to middle school students. Actually, shoot, can I say that again?
Yep.
Not supposed to use the word magic.
Oh, okay. No, go ahead. That's why we record these things. So
perfect.
I'll begin again.
I'll start.
I'll just begin again.
Okay.
Well, thanks. Cassie is with us from Michigan Tech University. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning to you, too.
Well, Mind Trekkers is what we're talking about here, and some people may not know what the program is, so let's start with that. You can explain, if you would, to our listeners what the program does.
Yeah, absolutely. So Mind Trekkers is our nationally acclaimed traveling STEM roadshow program. So what we do is we bring communities together around the concepts of creating a STEM ecosystem and hopefully a future workforce. So Mind Trekkers itself is a high-energy festival program, mostly for middle school students and families.
So middle school, why focus on that age as opposed to high school kids?
Yeah, you know, absolutely. It's a great question. We focus the program on middle school because at that point in time, students are still really open to a variety of possibilities, and we want to give them information about potential career pathways and different fields before they get to high school, because often, you know, by eighth and ninth grade, they're already making selections for their high school courses. So honestly, waiting until eighth grade is a bit late to start working on presenting students with opportunities.
So the focus is on technical, science, math?
Well, certainly we love to showcase STEM pathways to students, but the great thing about Mind Trekkers is we really view this as a community event. We welcome anyone to be part of a festival if they have an interest in working with youth and inspiring youth for different career pathways. So we do have a lot of businesses and nonprofits that join us at festivals representing, for example, after-school programs or other enrichment opportunities. Within STEM, of course, there are a lot of creative and artistic pathways as well. So our demonstrations show a variety of fields, mostly, you know, focusing on STEM, but inclusive of other opportunities as well.
So tell me about the event you have coming up shortly here.
Yeah, so on Tuesday, December 10th, we will be hosting the 1UP Copper Trail Festival. So we have a series of Mind Trekkers festivals here in the Upper Peninsula in partnership with Michigan Works, which is our primary sponsor. The event next week is also sponsored by the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, and we're expecting close to 600 sixth and seventh grade students to be joining us at the SDC, Michigan Tech's SDC, for the festival.
Where are these kids coming from?
Yeah, so the 1UP Copper Trail 1UP, nope, the 1UP Copper Trail Festival will be expecting almost close to 600 students from across the Copper Country Intermediate School District, the GOISD School District as well, and then we have a handful of schools that have been invited from the Central Upper Peninsula. One of our big priorities is making sure that we have access to these events to as many students as we can, which is why, of course, we rely on sponsorships and partners in the community to make that possible. But we're expecting a variety of schools, districts, and then also homeschool families as well.
And my last question, Cassie, is what will these kids be doing next Tuesday at this event with that many kids and what we know as the basketball arena there? What will they be doing?
Yeah, absolutely. So the idea of a Mind Trekkers event, as we like to say, is coordinated chaos. So the event is designed for students to really follow their curiosity throughout the venue, throughout the gymnasium that they'll see. They'll have about 60 to 70 hands-on activities that they'll get to take part in. And all of those activities are being performed or hosted by either Michigan Tech College students, so near-peer mentors, or a community or educational partner. So from things like having liquid nitrogen ice cream to playing a piano made out of bananas, there are a lot of different activities that are designed to get them thinking about STEM in a different way.
Well, it sounds like a great amount of fun. Anything else you want to let people know about before we close the interview here, Cassie?
Yeah, let's see here.
Okay.
Wait, actually, there's one more thing I'd like to say if I can.
Yeah, go ahead.
The Mind Trackers program has been around for close to 15 years now, and in that time, we've reached almost 3 million people all across the country. We travel nationally with this program. It's extra special for us when we get to do it here in our own backyard, and I can really only thank Upper Peninsula Michigan Works and the MEDC for making that possible and bringing us the funding that allows us to serve our own districts and our own students.